由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好，欢迎你收听《天路导向》。
Welcome to this broadcast of the last message of Psalm 19.
今日我们这个《天路导向》的题目是关于诗篇第十九篇的最后一讲的。
This is a wonderful psalm.
这首诗呢是非常之美丽。
And that is why we are taking our time looking through it and enjoying every word of it.
所以呢，我们花了很多时间去研读它，并且呢，用时间去体会它每一只字那种的优美。
It is an encouragement for the discouraged.
这首诗能够让沮丧的人得着鼓舞。
It is an eye-opener to those who are living in the midst of their difficulties.
让身处困境的人可以打开眼睛看到盼望。
It takes our eye off ourselves and focuses it on God.
它会将我们的注意力挪开，让我们能够重新集中我们的注意力在上帝的身上。
In fact, the Bible said that we are like the stars in heaven.
其实圣经上面讲过，我们就好像天上面的星星那样。
And if you are a believer in Jesus Christ who surrendered your life to him,
如果你已经相信了耶稣基督，并且将你的生命降服在他面前的话，
then Psalm 19 is an encouragement to you.
诗篇第十九篇应该就会成为你非常大的鼓励。
In fact, Psalm 19 verse 1 says,
好，我们看下诗篇第十九篇第一节这样讲。
The heavens declare the glory of God.
诸天都要宣扬上帝的荣耀。
And so should you.
你都要宣扬的。
We are calling this the preaching stars.
这篇诗呢，我将它称为讲道之星。
Last time we learned,
在上一次节目我曾经讲过，
that the 24-hour cycle time declares the glory of God.
就连每日二十四小时的运转，即是每日都有二十四个钟头这样转，其实都是述说着上帝的荣耀。
The sun declares the moon will follow.
太阳的升起其实宣告着月亮要到来。
And the moon says the sun is coming.
月亮的升起同样亦都宣告紧太阳即将要嚟到。
They work in absolute harmony.
佢哋和谐咁样去运作。
They also tell us that time is limited.
但系同时，佢亦都话紧俾我哋听，人类佢嘅时间系有限噶。
Days, weeks, months, and years end.
每一日、每一个星期、每一个月、每一年都会有尽头噶。
Life ends.
当然，你的生命亦都会有尽头。
So use your time wisely, my friend.
所以，亲爱的朋友，让我们一起更加有智慧地去运用时间。
We also learned that the stars speak without words.
我们亦都见到呢，在当中讲过，星辰啊，日月啊，虽然呢是没有发声，不懂讲嘢。
But they communicate to us.
但是他正在跟我们沟通着的。
When you look up in the sky,
当我们每次仰望星空的时候，
you will see the hands of God.
我们其实就是见到上帝的手。
You see them moving behind the scene.
我们见到上帝的手在天空上面运作。
And the message of the stars is this.
而星神告诉我们听的讯息是什么呢？
O people of the earth,
原来话是地上的万民啊。
Honor and glorify God.
你们一定要去尊崇和荣耀上帝。
For he is the God who put the heavens there.
因为他是摆设这一切的宇宙星神的上帝。
And today we begin with verse 10 of Psalm 19.
而今天呢，我们即将要看一下 诗篇第十九篇嘅第十节。
It says the word of God changes us.
佢话上帝嘅话语系会改变我哋。
They are more desirable than gold, yea, the much fine gold.
圣经咁样话，耶和华嘅典章系真实嘅，佢比金子更加可以羡慕，且比极多嘅精金啊，可以值得我哋羡慕。
Listen carefully, my listening friend. What I'm going to tell you is very important.
亲爱嘅朋友，我即将要讲嘅嘢咧，非常重要噶，希望你能够仔细去收听。
If you fear the world,
如果你系畏惧呢一个世界嘅话
，you are going to crave gold.
你就会去渴求好多嘅财富金银。
If you fear the word of God,
如果你系好敬畏上帝嘅话语嘅话
，then you are going to crave Jesus.
你就会好渴望得着耶稣。
If you fear the world,
如果你系畏惧呢一个世界嘅话
，you are going to crave power.
你就会贪恋权势。
But if you fear the word of God,
但系如果你畏惧上帝嘅话语嘅话
，you are going to crave purity.
你就会去渴慕圣洁。
When you fear the world,
当你畏惧呢个世界嘅时候
，you are going to crave pleasing people.
你就会好尽力咁样不断去讨好其他人。
But if you fear the word of God,
但系当你去敬畏上帝嘅话语嘅时候
，you are going to crave pleasing your heavenly Father.
你就会尽力去讨上帝嘅喜悦。
So let me ask you a personal question, please.
好，而家让我嚟问你一个比较私人嘅问题。
Are you always trying to please people?
其实你系唔系经常都好尽力咁样去讨好其他人呢
？If so, I want to challenge you to stop it.
如果系嘅话，请你唔好再咁样做啦。
Repent of it.
请你去回转，去改变。
And the Lord will deliver you from it.
上帝是会救你脱离这一些问题的。
If you are pouring your energy to please people,
如果你将你的精力都用在讨好其他人身上
I can tell you right now with certainty that you cannot.
我可以告诉你很肯定现在告诉你你不可以。
There is no way that you're going to succeed.
你永远都不会获得成功。
You cannot please God the Father and people all at the same time.
你唔可以去取悦人又讨上帝嘅喜悦。
So if you are a people pleaser,
所以假如你系一个经常都要取悦人嘅人
，your people pleasing is in the way of your relationship with the Father.
取悦人就会成为你同上帝建立关系嘅拦阻啦。
I want you to look at verse 11 of Psalm 19.
请你读一读诗篇十九篇第十一节。如果你冇圣经嘅话，请你听我读出。呢一切咧，将会使你嘅仆人深受警惕。仆人谨守之后，就会获益无穷。
In verse 11 of Psalm 19, God's word convicts us.
原来咧。经文话俾我哋听，十一节嘅经文话俾我哋听，上帝嘅话语系会让我哋知罪，深受警惕。
By them your servant is warned, the word of God said.
经文话我哋亦都会警惕、谨守，面对我哋嘅罪。
The word of God forces us to confront sin.
上帝嘅话语啊，其实今日就要让我哋去正视我哋所面对嘅罪行。
And the reason some people deny sin in their lives,
有啲人呢，之所以唔肯承认佢哋嘅罪系点解呢
？Is because they have dismissed the word of God.
因为佢哋拒绝上帝嘅话语。
They rationalize the Bible as an irrelevant book for today.
喺佢哋嘅头脑里面，佢哋觉得圣经一早已经过咗时啦。
And therefore they rationalize sin.
于是 佢哋咪将佢哋嘅罪行合理化咗咯。
But the word of God calls sin sin.
但系圣经啊，上帝嘅话语将罪称呼做罪，即系话到佢从来都唔同罪去妥协。
The word of God exposes the cancer of sin.
上帝嘅话语系将罪要指出嚟，就好似医生去诊断啲癌症一样。
There's something very important you must know about cancer.
嗱，今日咧，你一定要好清楚一样关于癌症嘅特征。
Either cancer gets you, or you get the cancer.
一系你就打低癌症，如果唔系癌症就会打低你。
The Bible does not say if you repent to a certain extent.
圣经冇讲过，如果你悔改到一个程度嘅话呢？
You will be saved to some degree.
你就会得救去到某一个程度。
It doesn't say that.
圣经并唔系咁样讲噶。
The Bible does not give us a new meaning to the old sin.
圣经咧亦都冇将嗰啲好耐之前已经有嘅罪加上一啲新嘅解释同埋定义。
Because on Judgment Day,
因为喺最后嘅审判日嘅时候。
Every human being will look Jesus in the face.
每一个人都要直接咁样面对耶稣基督。
And what will you say to him?
到嗰日你会同耶稣讲啲乜嘢呢？
The Bible calls lying by its name.
圣经好清楚咁样指明，讲大话系一种嘅罪。
The Bible does not call it stretching the truth.
圣经咧冇将讲大话咧改成为一个话。将事实夸大啊，或者嗰啲嘅少少嘅改变个事实啫嘛，冇咁样写噶。
The Bible calls it lying。
圣经话讲大话就系讲大话。
So let's call sin sin。
咁某程度上，我哋亦都可以将佢讲到系为罪就系罪。
And my listening friend, I want to tell you something very important。
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，而家我哋想讲一个好重要嘅话题。
Either the Bible will keep you from sin,
一系咧圣经就将你带嚟啲罪
，or sin is going to keep you from the Bible.
一系罪就将你带离开咗本圣经。
The choice is yours.
咁点样选择呢？完全就系在于你嘅身上。
According to verse 12 of Psalm 19,
喺第十二节诗篇第十九篇十二节咁样写到呢，话边个能够见到自己嘅过错呢？求你宽恕我无意嘅过失。佢嘅含义究竟系乜嘢呢
？The word of God cleanses us。
原来就系讲到上帝嘅话语要洁净我哋。
Who can discern his error? Says the word of God。
经文咁样讲话，边个能够见到自己嘅过错呢？
Cleanse me from my hidden sin.
愿你宽恕我无意隐而未言嘅过错。
Let me ask you a personal question, please.
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，让我喺度问你一条嘅私人嘅问题。
Are you hiding a secret sin?
你系咪有一啲隐而未言嘅罪呢？系咪你有一啲罪你唔愿意话俾人听，或者你自己唔知道呢
？Oh, the smartest thing that you can do.
如果有嘅话，最聪明嘅办法系乜嘢呢
？Is run to the cross and confess it，
就系去到十字架前面去承认佢。
The Bible said that what is done in secret shall be proclaimed from the rooftops。
圣经上面讲过话，掩盖嘅事冇一啲嘢唔会走出嚟噶，隐藏嘅事冇一啲嘢唔会被人知道噶，喺室内咧。偷偷地咁样同人讲嘅嘢，将要喺房屋上面俾人宣扬，就好似我哋中国嘅说话咁讲，就系纸系包唔住火嘅。
And there is no such thing as an absolute secret。
呢个世界上面系冇乜嘢系绝对嘅秘密，纸真系包唔住火噶。
If you know it，
如果你系知道嘅话
，God knows it，
上帝一定知道。
The only sin hidden from the face of God,
唯一能够喺上帝嘅面前隐藏住嘅罪系乜嘢呢
？Are the sins under the blood of the cross of Jesus?
原来就系喺耶稣基督嘅十字架上面，佢用宝血所覆盖嘅罪。
God said about those sins that are confessed and put under his blood.
上帝讲过嗰啲已经承认嘅，而且被耶稣基督嘅宝血所覆盖嘅罪。
That I remember them no more.
佢就唔再会记得。
Isn't that great?
呢个系咪一个真系非常好嘅消息呢
？You don't have to carry guilt with you.
因为你唔需要再带住罪疚去生活。
Put your sins under the blood.
你可以将你嘅罪放喺耶稣基督嘅宝血之下。
Let the cross deal with them.
让十字架，耶稣基督嘅十字架去对付佢哋。
I believe the Bible talks about two kinds of cleansing here.
我相信呢，在这个地方，圣经提到过的洁净呢，有两层的含义的。
There is a radical kind of cleansing.
第一种的洁净是指基本的洁净。
That takes place when you repent of your sins.
这一样是在你认罪之后发生的。
When you come to the Lord for the first time.
当你第一次去到主耶稣基督面前的时候
and confess him to be the Lord and the Savior of your life,
你承认他是上帝是你生命的救主的时候
at that point, the radical cleansing takes place.
在那一刻基本的洁净就发生了
and then there is a daily cleansing.
还有一种的洁净是每日的洁净
that daily cleansing takes place by the word of God.
这个每日的洁净都是从上帝的话语而来的。
In John chapter 13, Jesus referred to those two cleansings.
在约翰福音第十三章，耶稣讲过这两种的洁净是什么。
When he was washing the disciples' feet,
当他去洗门徒的脚的时候，
Peter protested.
彼得不肯给他洗吧。
Lord, you can't wash my feet.
他说主啊你永远都不可以洗我的脚。
Then Jesus ordered Peter to let him wash his feet.
跟着耶稣呢就命令彼得说你一定要给我洗。
Because if he does not let him wash his feet,
因为耶稣说如果我不帮你洗脚的话
Jesus said that Peter will not have part of him.
你就永远都与我无份了。
Peter became enthusiastic and he said, wash all of me.
跟住彼得就好热心，好热心咁样话：主啊，唔单止我只脚，连我只手啊，我个头啊，洗晒佢啊！
But Jesus said something very important.
喺呢度咧，耶稣嘅回答咧就好重要噶。
He said, "He who has been bathed needs only washing of their feet."
佢话嗰啲凡亲冲过凉嘅人，只要将对脚一洗，全身就干净啦。
Being bathed is being born again.
在这个地方呢、耶稣指的冲凉或者洗澡呢就是指重生。
But when you come to Jesus Christ, it does not stop there.
但是当你去到耶稣基督面前的时候我们不单只要停在这里。
There is a cleansing that takes place every single day.
我们每一日都应该去洁净自己。
And the word of God does exactly that.
咁我哋点样洁净自己呢？就系要靠上帝嘅话语，就系圣经啦。
That's what the apostle Paul said in Ephesians 5:26.
使徒彼得呢都喺以弗所书第五章二十六节咁样讲过。
The washing of water by the word.
要用水借住圣道将教会去洗净。
The word washes here in verse 13.
是的，上帝的话语是可以洗净我们的。那我们一起看看第十三节，诗篇第十九篇第十三节，他说求你使我不至去故意犯罪，不被罪恶去支配我，这样我就能够成为无可指责的人，免犯那些悖逆的重罪。
means that God's word corrects us。
在这里的意思就是说到上帝的话语要让我们归正。
It says, keep your servant from presumptuous sin.
经文这样讲过话，求你阻拦仆人不去犯一些故意啊或者任意妄为的罪。
Presumptuous sin is when you sin knowing that you are sinning.
任意妄为的罪很明显就是讲到故意去犯罪，你明知自己犯紧罪。
And then you continue on sinning.
跟住呢，你知道自己犯咗罪，但係你却冇停落嚟，反而係继续犯罪。
Do you know what that means?
你知唔知咁样做係乜嘢嘅意思呢？
It means that you are presuming on the mercy of God.
咁样嘅意味呀，就係讲緊你喺度滥用緊上帝嘅恩典。
It means that you are presuming on the sovereignty and goodness of God.
係讲緊你喺度利用緊上帝嘅主权同埋良善。
But thank God that He forgives even the presumptuous sin.
但是我们感谢上帝，祂甚至原谅我们犯这些故意和任意妄为的罪。
But only when we repent of it.
不过有一个前提的噃，个前提就是说到你必须去认罪悔改。
At the cross, all is forgiven.
因为我们所有人，我们只要将我们的罪陈明在上帝面前，并且借住耶稣基督在十字架上面的恩典和圣体宝血，我们一切的罪都会被赦免。
But when knowingly you continue to sin,
但是如果你继续故意不断地去犯罪的话，
You are inviting the consequences of sin into your life.
你就是要将罪的结果带入去你的生命当中。
It means that you have stepped out of the boundaries of God's mercy.
即是讲到你已经是踏出了上帝的恩典之外。
So my listening friend, let me tell you this as I conclude.
各位弟兄姊妹，让我在这里跟你在节目差不多结束的时候呢，告诉你一件事。
I want to appeal to you to confess your sin.
我好希望你能够去承认，去忏悔，为你的罪去忏悔，去悔改。
Bring them to the cross of Jesus Christ.
将你的罪带到去救主耶稣基督的十字架前面。
Place them under the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
将你的罪带到去耶稣基督所倾流的宝血之下。
He is ready to forgive you.
他将要宽恕你。
More than you are ready to ask.
他宽恕你的恩典是远远超过你所想所求的。
So I leave you today with the last verse of Psalm 19.
让我在这里同你读一读诗篇最后的一节，第十九篇最后的一节。
That verse has always been my prayer.
这一节的诗篇是我经常诵读的祷告。
Let the words of my mouth.
愿我口里面的言语
and the meditation of my heart,
愿我心里面的意念
be acceptable in your sight,
在你面前都是蒙悦纳
O Lord, my strength and my redeemer,
耶和华我的磐石我的救赎主啊
Amen,
阿们
Before we leave you today,
咁喺今日节目嘅最后呢
，Let's read together the whole psalm, Psalm 19, this magnificent psalm.
让我哋一齐嚟读下呢一篇诗篇第十九篇。呢篇诗篇呢系一篇好伟大嘅诗篇。咁喺度，让我读出大卫嘅诗，交俾灵长。 诸天述说上帝的荣耀，穹苍传扬上帝的手段。在这一日到那一日发出言语，在这一晚到那一晚要传出知识，无言无语亦无声音可听。他的量大通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。上帝在其间为太阳安设帐幕，太阳如同新郎出洞房，又好似勇士欢然奔路。他从天的这一边出来，绕到天的那一边，没有一件事是被隐藏去不得着他的热气。耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心。耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心。耶和华的命令清洁，能够明亮人的眼目。耶和华的道理洁净，传到永远。耶和华的典章真实，传言公义。比金子更加可以羡慕，且比极多的精金可以羡慕，比蜜甘甜，且比蜂房下滴的蜜甘甜。况且你的仆人因此受警戒，守住这些东西便有大的赏赐。边个能够知道自己的错失呢？愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错。求你阻拦仆人不犯任意妄为和故意的罪，不容许这些罪去核制我，我便完全去免犯这些的大罪。耶和华我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，愿我口里的言语、心里的意念都在你的面前蒙悦纳。这一篇是诗篇第十九篇的内容，希望你能够在这几次的节目当中听完诗篇第十九篇之后，能够将它记住，如果可以的话将它背出来，如果不可以，你都选择一两句最精警、最能够打动你心的诗歌去背出来。因为诗篇就是要告诉你，上帝的荣耀就是在我们每一个人当中，而上帝的荣耀亦都是应该被我们每一时每一刻这样去尊崇的。那在这里，如果你想跟我们分享一下你看了诗篇第十九篇的体会，欢迎你写信来到香港九龙大有街一号十楼，香港九龙九条龙啦，跟住大有街，大小的大，有冇的有，街就是街道的街啦，跟住就一号十楼，欢迎你写信来到这里。并且呢，你亦都可以用电邮的方法写到来 liangyou@liangyou.net， 就是良友的汉语拼音，欢迎你写信来到。但是记得写信在封面那里，或者在主题那里就写信说找天路导向的万峰和麦克牧师，这样我们就会收到你的信的了。在这里愿上帝大大赐福给你，愿我们用我们的生命去述说上帝的荣耀和传扬上帝的手段。再见。